November 10th, 2013, morning service. Today we are going to read from 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 8. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy liquor. Earlier this chapter talks about bishop as a servant in the church. This verse is about deacons. I looked up other places in the Bible where the word deacon or something equivalent is mentioned. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. They use the same Greek word for this word, the minister of God, here in 2 Corinthians, and for the word deacon. When we say deacons, you have an impression that they're the people who do church's administrative works and day-to-day operations. But if you see that they are actually the minister of God, their job includes everything unto the Lord. So here in 1 Timothy, it says that the deacons should not be double-tongued or drunkard. Again, here, we have talked about drinking before. When you read the King James Version, it says given to wine. So your spirit is given to alcohol, which means being influenced or dominated by another spirit. It is like in the story of Gideon, men were separated into two groups, one who drank water with their hands and another who kneeled down to the water. It was like kneeling down to something other than God's spirit, like someone kneeling down to Benny Hinn. Those who do not give in to drink and do not kneel down or do not give in to drink, including Jesus, who refused to drink sour wine while hanging on the cross, would be the man chosen by God. The verse 9, holding the mystery of the faith in the pure conscience. That's what is required from deacons. They have to hold the mystery of the faith, which is the mystery of the kingdom of God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Not that I want to be prejudiced against other people. Jesus often said that mysteries of the kingdom is revealed to his followers, but not to the other. God always separates and distinguishes his people from the others. So what I'm trying to say is that deacon is not there to fulfill the Christian requirements on the surface level, but they need to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Reading the Bible is not enough. Of course, that is very important, but he has to know the depth of it. Like in the Revelation, it says the scroll has words written not only on the front, but also on the backside too, which is the mysteries of the kingdom. As we study the Bible, God always reveals the depth of his message bit by bit, like we have talked about Gideon yesterday. I was told that we have already covered the same subject before. Maybe I'm going senile, but I still believe I delivered an important message. As God is revealing many mysteries to me, I am sure that God is doing the same thing to you too, since we all read the Bible. And I believe that this church is raising up the ministers of God. The verse 10, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of deacon, being found blameless. So we are to give people a chance before we judge them and determine whether they qualify or not. Let him do the work first to see if he's really guided by God. You can tell many things about the person when you actually see them working for the Lord. Some are faithful to the end, and some never want to be part of it. The verse 11. So even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. The Japanese translation says female deacons, but the King James Version says wives of deacons. They need to live in reverence, not slanderous, so the responsibility of his wife is also great too. The verse 12, let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. This is the same as the bishop. If he does not know how to manage his own house, he should not be managing the house of God. He should not be managing the house of God. Though we say the house of God, this is still a gathering of imperfect people. And where imperfect people are, there are always problems and discord. So the bishop and the deacons should know how to handle these people and the situations. When we say church in the Old Testament, it is called the Assembly of God. But unlike the name, there are many unholy things happened in the Assembly of God, like people complained to Moses, demanding for water, meat, and cucumbers. The same thing in the New Testament era. When people gather, there will be complaining and troubles. So the bishop and the deacons are there to handle people when someone continues his disruptive behavior. And he can be reprimanded a few times, but if that persists, he needs to be expelled. The Bible says, like Korah rebelled against Aaron and Moses, deacons and bishops need to be able to exercise the authority in a firm and godly way. Verse 13, for they have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. I looked up the Greek translation too. This word, good degree, could mean an entrance or steps in Greek. Perhaps it indicates the entrance to the kingdom. This is not only for the deacons, but when we are doing God's work by devoting our time and energy, there are some sacrifices, like you don't have time to watch your favorite TV shows, but the work will surely strengthen you and give you great boldness in the faith. I myself used to be a lukewarm Christian until I was in my 40s. I never took part in any of the work for the Lord. But after I started serving the Lord, the strength of my faith skyrocketed. The Bible became so real to me, and I started living in the reality of the Bible. There are people who are backsliders or young people whose faith is weak, but once I started doing God's work, everything in the Bible became so real to me. I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor and I'm speaking in front of his people, but the era of Great Tribulation became real to me, and the U.S. being the nation of the beast became real to me. Mundane operational ministry works appear to be just a waste of your time, but we remind ourselves that giving is more blessed than receiving. This attitude is described in the verse 13 in this section. But you will not understand this reality unless you devote yourself to the work of the Lord. From the verse 14, these things I write to thee, hoping to come unto thee soon, and if I delay, thou may know how it behoves thee to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is an assembly of living God, a pillar and foundation of the truth. This is your conduct yourself, and this is how you conduct yourself in the house of God, as instructed in the Bible. And the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth, like a pillar when building a house. In the world, people think that if you go to an elite school and hired by an elite company, they think they're on the right track. But spiritually speaking, they might enter into a wrong path because the real truth is only in the church, and the rest of the world belongs to Satan. Even when you go to school, you are now learning the lies, like the evolution theory, like we are all created by accident. Also, if you look at society ruled by the communists, having expelled God, like Russia, China, North Korea, and Cambodia, they have massacres and tremendous oppressions, like a world ruled by Satan. That's what happens when they don't have the truth. Only the church has the truth. Like yesterday, people are talking that it is getting warmer in winter and the summer is getting hotter. And it is written in the Revelation that the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was given to scorch men with fire. Men were scorched with fierce heat. I always think about this passage every summer. Maybe because I'm getting old, but it is getting tougher and tougher to get through the summer each year. And more people are hospitalized from heat stroke, and some even die. It is getting worse, but it is written in the Bible. Japan is also entering into the troubled time, especially after the great earthquake on March 11th, 2011. Not only from the damages from the nuclear power plant and the earthquake, there is increasing tensions and troubles from Korea and China. We all just think, like, why can't we just get along? But it is like Joseph's story in Genesis, that his brothers persecuted him because they were afraid of Joseph. So Japan is afraid of China and Korea, and they're afraid of Japan because we invaded them in the previous war. So this is all brought by fear. When you read the Bible, it is all clear to me, though it may not be clear to the world. So it is important that we value the truth in the Bible more than what we read in the newspaper and the textbook. The last verse 16. And confessedly, great is the secret of piety. God was manifested in flesh, declared righteous in spirit, seen by messengers, preached among nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. When reading a Japanese translation, we sometimes miss the true meanings of it. Here, the Japanese translation says modesty, but King James Version says the secret of piety, which is the godliness, which is more than just modesty. The life with the secret of piety and life without it is completely different thing. Regarding the secret, let's look at the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. If we learn the secret of piety, the godliness, not only you can profit in this life, but you will have the eternal life too. I know I was reminded of the importance of godliness when I was preparing for this sermon. Some Christians achieve that godly walk, and some don't. Some Christians live no different from the world. And they run to the church only when they have a crisis. This was written over 2,000 years ago, and the truth has always been there. It is just up to us to recognize it. So please do not forget the importance of living a godly life. And God was manifested in flesh. Here in Japanese translation says, Christ was manifested in flesh. It can also be that God's Spirit manifested in our flesh when we pursue godly life. It means that God is manifesting through you, through your flesh, as we walk with God. He knows our personality, He knows our ability, He uses us in all His purposes, including gift of prophecies, and which is God's plan, revealed using our mind. So if you choose to walk in flesh, none of that would happen, but you will be speaking demonic things. But when you walk in godliness, you will be declared righteous in spirit, seen by messengers, preached among nations, believed in the world, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. And you will be taken up in glory, just like Jesus was taken up in glory. So your current life and the life to come are guaranteed when we walk in godliness. So it all depends on the walk we choose, even after we become a Christian. That's why Paul emphasizes the importance of godliness in so many places. And when we try to walk in godliness, Satan always tries to prevent us from that walk by attacking our weaknesses. It is not easy walk, but there are many promises that comes with the godly walk.